Photographer Todd Hydo grew up on Denise Drive, a cul-de-sac in an Ohio suburb. Though he lives in a city now, he's still attracted to the suburbs as subjects for his work. Mr. Hydo has a new book called House Hunting, and recently he took commentator Louise Rafkin along on an outing to the suburbs.
Todd Hydo's photographs spook me. I grew up in a place like his. Photos of muted lit from within ranch houses capture suburbia in all its unsettling glory. The houses, which he shoots at night, are obviously lived in, but seem emotionally vacant. There are no people in his work. Like so much of suburbia, it's difficult to tell where these ubiquitous houses are, what state, or even in which region of the country.
Most suburbs are very similar, like no matter where you go in the United States. It's something that you can always sort of find this place on the outskirts of most cities that sort of feels like home.
My hometown was filled with low-slung ranch houses on curvy, well-lit streets. I fled as soon as I was able. So did Todd Hydo. But in the evening, he packs his tripod and camera into the back of his car and drives to quiet neighborhoods that remind him of his childhood. One evening, I went with him. The fog gives the hilly suburb in South San Francisco a wash of mystery. It's dusk. We circle the streets. Todd peers out the window.
Sometimes I drive for five hours at about, 15 miles an hour. 99% of the time, I think it's a certain light on in a window that sort of gets my attention. Like, this is actually interesting right here. So let's see what this looks like with the camera.
He sets up his camera across the street from a boxy two-story home. The yard's in trouble. The grass has been ripped up and is strewn in hunks. A fence is falling over. A row of huge trees is being chopped down. The branches have been shorn, but the 40-foot trunks rise in the night sky like primitive totem poles. Two windows are illuminated, one upstairs and one down. He loads the film and sets the exposure for 10 minutes. It takes that long because the only available light comes from the single streetlight, that and the stars. Todd Hydo's learned a few things on his nocturnal forays.
A lot of people go to bed watching television, because you can tell that, when the windows are blue, inside, that's when, it's just a TV on and there's no other lights. Actually, one of my favorite pictures of mine is a house that you can see an upstairs window and a downstairs window, and they're both lit blue by the television light, and there's two people watching their separate programs in different rooms, even though they're in the same house together.
He gets the shot and sets up for another. The night seems unbelievably beautiful. As we wait in silence, I'm thinking back to a certain house on my own street, one like this, always in transition. A series of families attempted to make a home of the place, but none quite succeeded. Suddenly, a door opens behind me.
Don't block the driveway.
Oh, okay. I'm actually
blocking my driveway.
Oh, do you mind if I'm just taking a picture?
Excuse me?
I'm just taking a picture. It'll just be like two more minutes. Thanks.
Actually, I'd like you to move it. You're blocking my driveway.
Okay, no problem.
One more time.
We move 20 feet down the street. Todd wants just one more shot. I'm uneasy, wondering if this guy's going to call the police. Still, the beauty of the moment has been shattered. It's too bad he had to chase us off. And I'm mad, partly because I know the same thing could easily happen on the street I grew up on. Todd packs up. As we drive off, the man in the house peers from behind pulled drapes. The suburbs are still a place where everything seems friendly. But the blue TV glow tracing the edge of curtained windows betrays something else. And that something is what Todd Hydo exposes on film.
Louise Rafkin lives in Emeryville, California.